But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.
Hi, this is Miss Curly. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Why, even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episode of The New Christian and Obedience School. In the New Christian, Tom and Miss Kay meet in the hall after church. You see, Tom has been busy buying lots of Jesus merchandise to show the world that he is a Christian. But Miss Kay convinces him that pleasing God is more than how you look. It's how you live. And in Obedience School, Tom's dog runs away, and Miss Kay helps him look for Trixie and convinces Tom that obedience school might be a good idea. And then Tom and Miss Kay decide that obedience school could be the best thing for lots of Christians too. So let's listen in.
Hey, Tom, where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been really, really busy.
Busy? Doing what?
Accessorizing, of course.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, I just recently became a Christian. Well, I spent the last month going to every Christian bookstore in town, and I am now fully accessorized as a man of God.
What are you talking about?
Look, I've got a Jesus fish on my car, a great big cross to wear around my neck, a Bible to carry around with me, and a Honk If You Love Jesus bumper sticker, and all of the Jesus t-shirts.
Why did you get all this stuff?
So people will know that I'm a Christian wherever I go.
Look, Tom, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I think you have the wrong idea.
How do you mean? Look.
Have you been to youth group within the last month?
No, I've been busy shopping.
How about service projects? Have you been involved serving at a homeless shelter, donating time to a food kitchen, things like that?
Well, not really.
How often do you pray?
Well, I did ask God to help me find that bumper sticker last week.
Do you understand the problem yet?
Not really.
Okay. Let's say you went and fixed up your Volvo so that it looked exactly like a Porsche. You could probably convince your friends that it was a Porsche, right?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Now, if you were to take that same car to a mechanic, would you be able to convince him that your Volvo was a Porsche?
No way.
Why not?
Well, because a mechanic would know the difference between a Volvo engine and a Porsche engine.
If you took your car out on the freeway, would you be able to go as fast as a Porsche?
No, you can't change a car's performance just by altering its appearance.
Okay, Tom. A Christian is an awful lot like the car.
Okay, you've lost me again.
Listen, if you wear those shirts, carry that Bible, and stick all that stuff on your car, you will probably convince most people that you are a Christian.
Well, great.
But people aren't the ones you have to impress. There is a mechanic by the name of Jesus Christ that is much more interested in what's on the inside than what's on the outside. He wants to know if you are what you appear to be. And there's also a freeway called life that will test you to find out the very same thing.
So let's see if I've got this. Christianity isn't something I can wear. Christianity is something I have to do. It's a performance that really counts.
Very good. And?
And it isn't important that people know I'm a Christian. Only Jesus knows.
Now you've got the picture.
So if I start doing service projects and pray a lot, then I'll be a Christian?
Tom, your faith is between you and your mechanic. If you need to know what Jesus wants from you, pray and ask him. I don't pretend to know the formula for Christianity, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't involve little Jesus fish and bumper stickers. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to talk to my mechanic.
Great! Oh, Tom!
What?
What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I think I'll go down to the park. I'm sure somebody there needs much more than I do.
Well, you see, kids, we can wear all the things that say we are a Christian. But if Jesus doesn't live in our hearts, then we are faking it. Trying to be good and wearing Christian things doesn't make us a Christian. Only having Jesus change our hearts to be more like him makes us a Christian. Then we will want to serve in love. Lord, change my heart today and make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. Make it more like you.
God wants us to be like soft clay in his hands, so he can make something wonderful out of our lives. And he'll do it if we ask him.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the Potter.
This is what
thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. I'm glad Jesus lives in my heart. I don't want to wear everything that says I'm a Christian. I want to be one. I know I need to pray every day and ask God to show me what he wants me to do. I want to be a Christian, not just say I am. Wow, that was a great lesson today. And now it's time for a commercial break and Big Bob Goodman. Oh, and don't forget to write down the phone number. Don't write down the phone number. It doesn't exist. He's just being funny. So take it away, Big Bob.
Hi, folks. I'm Big Bob Goodman, your friendly Bible salesman. Yes, folks, here at the Good Book Emporium, we have Bibles of all kinds. We have big Bibles, little Bibles, fat Bibles, skinny Bibles, large print Bibles, Spanish Bibles, Baptist Bibles, Nazarene Bibles, Catholic Bibles. Yes, we have any kind of Bible you could ever want. This week's special Bible is our Scratch and Sniff Bible. Yes, folks, now you can really let your Bible come alive right before your very nose. You can scratch and sniff your way all the way through the Bible, from the fragrant aromas of the Garden of Eden all the way through to the fire and smoke of Revelation. You'll visit the pig pen where the prodigal son spent some time. Just scratch the page and you'll get a whiff of what it really smelled like way back then. You'll discover what Noah's Ark really smelled like. You'll smell Moses' burning bush, the plague of frogs, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, and the rose of Sharon. You'll suffer with Jonah the aroma of a whale with heartburn. Don't laugh, folks. You ever seen a 60-pound Rolaids? You'll actually smell Balaam's donkey and the aromas of the manger that important night in Bethlehem. You'll thrill as the Bible becomes alive as you've never experienced it before. Now, how much would you expect to pay for this offer? $90? $100? Our special price, just for you, television audience, for this magnificent Scratch and Sniff Bible, is only $49.95 plus $4 postage and handling. Dial our special toll-free number, 1-800-BIG-SMEL. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. And order your Scratch and Sniff Bible today. MasterCard and Visa are accepted. Don't miss out on this fantastic, never-to-be-repeated offer. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. Do it today.
Well, everyone, I don't have a Scratch and Sniff Bible, but my Bible is getting very worn from using it every day. I call it my Bible Bible. It is my book of instructions on how to live the Christian life. I hope you have a Bible. It's the best instruction book you could ever have. In fact, just yesterday, I read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Whoa, that's pretty exciting. The Lord is looking at my heart. He doesn't care if I wear name brand clothes or look a certain way. He cares about my heart. Oh, I'm so glad I came today. Aren't you? Well, have you ever heard of Obedience School for Dogs? We have a great story about Tom and his dog, Trixie, today. Maybe there's something God wants us to learn about obedience? Listen carefully.
Trixie, Trixie, come here, girl. Trixie, Trixie. Oh, I don't believe it.
Hey, Tom, is something wrong?
Oh, it's my dog, Trixie. She ran away again, and I can't find her anywhere.
What happened?
I told her to stay, opened the door to get the mail, and she darted out.
Does she run away often?
Often enough.
Sounds like she needs to go to obedience school.
You got that right, and the sooner, the better. Yesterday, I told her to fetch, and she did go and get the ball, but instead of bringing it back to me, she went after little Billy across the street and ran over to get him. She almost got hit by a car.
You sound really frustrated, Tom.
I am, Miss Kay. I love Trixie and I worry about her. I want her to be obedient, for her own good.
For her own good?
Sure. So she'll be safe. I can hardly even take her for a walk or out to play because I never know what she'll do.
Wow, I bet that's how God feels sometimes.
I don't remember any Bible story about God having a puppy.
That's not what I mean. I think God must feel frustrated when we don't follow His rules, even when those rules are for our own good. Kind of the way you're feeling right now.
Well, maybe. So, what's the answer? Obedience school for people?
Well, we already have one. That's sort of what church is. We learn the rules when we read our Bibles and learn stuff like the Ten Commandments. We practice living as Christians all week and then come back for more training to church.
Well, can you give me an example?
Okay, Jesus taught the people that they should be forgiving.
Trixie needs plenty of forgiving, that's for sure.
Well, Trixie's not the only one. Some days, I have to forgive my brother about 4 million times. And that's just before breakfast.
So how does church help you? Does your pastor come to your house and scold your brother?
No, of course not. At church, I learn more about patience, kindness, and forgiveness, and being more understanding. We pray about everything, including our problems.
You may have something.
Well, when we live by God's rules, everything's better. We learn to hear God's voice and not hear other voices that would lead us down the wrong path. It's kind of like when Trixie ran out into the street.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, and being obedient isn't like a punishment. It's like being best of show. I mean, the best we can be, you know. I'm going to talk to the pastor in case he needs some sermon ideas. This thing has possibilities.
This is fine, Miss Kay, but I don't think anyone would want to be compared to a dumb dog.
You could be right. Oh, but it's not a new idea to compare people to animals, except in the Bible, it's usually sheep. Oh, at least puppies are basically smarter than sheep. Come on, I'll help you look for Trixie.
Well, maybe we should check around Billy's house.
Or maybe Susie's backyard. I heard they got a new puppy. The prodigal dog returns.
Trixie! I'm not sure you've got a good sermon idea, but I definitely enrolling Trixie in obedience school. And seriously, Miss Kay, I think your idea about learning to live by God's rules is a good one. It's just, it's not always easy. I keep making mistakes. That's why I don't go to church very often.
I just saw you hug Trixie.
Yeah, so I'm just glad she's back.
That's the great thing about church and God's love. We know that we're not always perfect, but we keep learning and encouraging and loving each other. God always loves us, Tom, and wants us to come home too. We can start fresh whenever we need to. I think you and Trixie need some obedience school.
Thanks, Miss Kay. Let's go play ball with Trixie.
Wow. I never thought of church as being like obedience school. Did you? I learned a lot today. Let's close our time together with another Mr. Donut Man song, Love and Obey. It's the way to say, I love you, Lord. If I love, then I will obey. It's the only way, even when it's not the easiest thing to do.
Hey, kids, before we go, why don't you tell me some things you can do to be a helper and to let God's love shine through you?
Okay. Picking up my socks, hanging up my clothes.
That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Yeah, that's right. Love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way. What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends, being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Well, that's good.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Wow, you've learned a lot.
You teach me in your word, loving is the way. And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
That's right. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. You've helped us understand how we can be obedient to God. Like I learned in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." And thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company and when we thank him. We hope you have learned from today's Bible story. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous gift from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God bless you. And a special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs, and especially God Makes Things Grow. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids, that's with a Z, Incorporated, INC, at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time. God bless.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.